They've dominated social media with their hilarious videos, dressed up as Italian dads, mums, and nonnas, impersonating every possible stereotype you can think of as wogs. They're heading to Newcastle as part of their latest national comedy show this August at the Civic Theatre, 24th. Joe, Carlo, and Andrew, Sushi Mango, they join us on the show. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I was going to say ciao, but you know, I should have. Hey guys, going? Are you excited to jump straight into your tour?
Yes, we are. We can't wait to get back to Newcastle. It's going to be extremely fun. Last time we came there, we had a lot of fun. It was in the midst of COVID. Now we're COVID-free. So
thank heavens.
Yeah. So it's going to be extra special.
Well, there's so much in the way of relatable content that you guys produce all the time. And, of course, it's all about the Italian heritage. And, honestly, it's iconic. I can relate. I'm Italian too, so it's good. Can you tell us about all these characters that you've come up with?
Yeah, well, the characters they're loosely based on family members and people we grew up with, and the fruiterer down the street that we grew up with, and the shoemaker and all that kind of stuff. So we try to represent them as accurately and as authentically as we can. But it's not, we're not just representing Italians, we're representing ethnics and immigrants across the world and making idiots of ourselves doing so.
Yeah. I got one auntie that I imitate, but she's adamant that it's not her. She's completely oblivious. One of my characters, Carmela, it's just like a splitting image, even down to the hair colour. But she's like, no, that's not me. No way. I'm not looking like that. So, yeah.
But they're also your legacy as well. Like, you want to leave a good legacy behind for your kids as well, that you're doing these impressions and stuff to make your parents proud, but also so your kids are proud of you.
It's also a documentary for our kids, for what we lived. So they know what it was like for us growing up, you know, back in the day, and the different types of characters that there were back in the day, because unfortunately some of them aren't around anymore. So,
Question for you, Carlo. Some of your outfits are absolutely classic. Do you just get them straight out the drawer? Where do you get those clothes from?
Well, I'll tell you what. When we first dressed up as the characters, we all said, let's go to our parents' house and raid their closet and pull out some attire. So I went to my parents' house. I looked in my dad's cupboard and I saw this red AC Milan jacket that he used to wear walking around the streets. And I was like, you know what? Yoink, I took that. Hopefully one day they'll go up in a museum, a WOG museum or something like that.
Oy.
Brilliant.
Now, lads, tell us, for those that haven't listened to the Sushi Mango podcast, or Sushi Mango in general, where'd it come from, this idea and the name?
We were mucking around in our car one day with a camera, now everyone's got a camera on their phone. We pressed record, and as they say, the rest is history. And then my son, who was, at the time, he was about 3 years old, he was saying sushi, mango, while on the toilet.
Oh.
So, and we were like, that sounds really bizarre and interesting. And so we figured that good ideas come from taking a shit.
Yeah.
One of the pieces of content that I find the most iconic is like this competitive nature that us Italians have with each other. So it's like we have to one-up each other all the time. My family, for example, likes to brag about the record that our great-grandfather holds. He claims he set this record for eating the most gnocchi over in Italy. Is there a record that someone in your family, boys, think that they hold, or something they think they're the best at?
Tomatoes was something that my dad was always striving to get the latest record on. He was always very proud that he grew the biggest tomatoes, and every time he'd grow one, he had this little weighing thing, and he'd weigh it, and he'd go, you see, look, 500 extra gram. This one is the biggest one in all of Melbourne, and this one.
The thing about Italians is that they're not shy of adding a couple of kilos here and there when they tell the story to their friends.
It might have been a 500 gram
tomato.
Though.
That's a 1.5 kilo tomato. So like, you know?
But it's the thing about the ethics in general. I mean, I know my wife's Greek, so one of her uncles, no matter how good something was of one of his friends, he'd never say how good it was.
Well, you know what? You won't see better than seeing Sushi Mango Homemade with their brand new show coming to Newcastle.
This show is probably the best show we've ever done. We've spent heaps of time writing it, making sure that it was going to be a little bit different to the show of previous. So we can't wait to get there, guys. We love that place, and we'll hopefully see you guys there as well.
Good on you guys. We'll see you in Newcastle.
Thanks for having us.
Goodbye.